ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ शं नो मित्रः शं वरुणः शं नो भगवर्यमा शं न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शं नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि रथं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्भक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः शीक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः वर्णस्वरः मात्रा बलम् सामसन्तानः इत्युक्तः शीक्षाध्यायः सह नौ यशः सह नौ ब्रह्मवर्चसम् अथाथ सगुंहिताया उपनिषदम् व्याख्यास्यामः पञ्चस्वतिकरणेषु अधिलोकम् अधिज्योतिषमधिविद्यम् अधिपजमध्यात्मम् थामहासगुंहिता इत्याचक्षते अथाधिलोकम् पृथिवी पूर्वरूपम् जौरुत्तररूपम् आकाशसन्धिः वायुसन्धानम् इत्यभिलोकम् अथाधिज्योतिषम् अग्निपूर्वरूपम् आदित्य उत्तररूपम् आपसन्धिः वैद्युतसन्धानम् इत्यधिज्योतिषम् अथाधिविद्यम् आचार्यः पूर्वरूपम् अन्धे वास्युत्तररूपम् विद्यासन्धिः प्रवचनगुं सन्धानम् यद्यधिविद्यम् अथाधिप्रजम् मातापूर्वरूपम् पितोत्तररूपम् प्रजासन्धिः प्रजननगुं सन्धानम् यद्यधिप्रजम् अथाध्यात्मम् अधराहनुपूर्वरूपम् उटराहनुरुत्तररूपम् वाक्सन्धिः जह्वासन्धानम् इत्यध्यात्मम् इति मा महासगुंहिताः य एवमेता महासगुंहिता व्याख्याता वेद सन्धीयते प्रजया पशुभिः ब्रह्मवर्चसेनान्नाद्येन सुवर्ख्येन लोकेन यश्चन्दसामृषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योध्यामृता आत्सम्भभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जह्वा मे मथुमत्तमा करणा आभ्याम् भूरि विश्रुवम् ब्रह्म न कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय आवहन्ति वितन्वाना कुर्वाना चिरमात्मनः Starting with Avahanti from the end of the previous paragraph, Avahanti. Avahanti vitanvana, Avahanti vitanvana, Avahanti vitanvana, Avahanti vitanvana, Kurvana chiramatmanaha. कुर्वाणाचिरमात्मनः Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Annapane cha sarvada Annapane cha sarvada Annapane cha sarvada Annapane cha sarvada Tato me shriyamavah 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 Lo masham pashibis sahaswaha Lo masham I'm sorry Lo let me do it again Lom 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 Tato me shriyamavah Lom asham pashubis sahaswaha Lom asham pashubis sahaswaha That swaha it's swaha it's actually most will not do it, and I was listening to how Vagisha does it also. It's correct, but I want you to notice it. The last, it's not swaha, it's not swaha, it's swaha, swaha, it's like that last one is more short. Swaha, swaha, okay? So let me see. Tato, I have to start with the tato to get that middle note. Tato, tato me shriyamavaha, lo masham pashubis sahaswaha, lo masham pashubis sahaswaha, lo masham pashubis sahaswaha, lo masham pashubis sahaswaha. Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Amayantu 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 brahmacharinas 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 Brahmacharina swaha swaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha imayantu Vimayantu, 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 Brahmacharina Swaha, Brahmacharina Swaha, Vimayantu, Brahmacharina Swaha, Vimayantu, Brahmacharina Swaha, Vimayantu, Brahmacharina Swaha, Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha 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 Pramayantu 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 brahmacharina swaha tamayantu brahmacharina swaha tamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha. Repeat after me now. Yesho Jane. Yesho Jane. Sani. Swaha. Yesho Jane. Sani. Swaha. So swaha, every time they say swaha, just imagine that flowers are being offered at the, it's an oblation. So, Yeshaha. Let's do a different translation.
Yeshaha?
Yeah. Yeshaha. Yeshaha means fame. Jene. Yeshaha is a nominative. Yeshaha is fame. Jene is in locative singular. Among the people. Jena can be person or it can be the collective people. So here it's collective. Among the people. Asani, may I be, it's in the imperative. May I be famous, may I have yeshus, may I have fame, may I be famous among the people, swaha, okay? And when, if you read Swamiji's little bhasha on this, he's saying, you have to remember the context of this. This is an Upanishad and the students are chanting. So what do they mean by fame? It means as an acharya, because they're saying, may all the students come to me. May I be respected as an acharya, as a teacher. May I be respected as a learned teacher who's worthy of people coming. So it's that type of fame in terms of my reputation as a sampradayavit, right? So.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, let's try. Yesho jane sani swaha Yesho jane sani swaha Yesho jane Yesho jane Yesho jane sani Yesho jane sani swaha 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 Yesho jane sani swaha. Then Shreyan Shreyan Vasyaso
Sani
Swaha. If I break the sandhi, Shreyan Vasyasaha Asani Swaha. Shreyan means, it means Shreyas, but it also means better than. It's a comparative. May I be better than, more exalted than. And now Vasyasa, see that Vasyasaha? That's from Vasyas. And Vasyasaha is in the fifth case. May I be better than, superior than, fifth case is the than, may I be superior than the most wealthy, those who are very wealthy. So, of those in the society, of those who are more wealthy, may I be superior to them. The most wealthy in the society, may I be better than them. Asani, may I be. And so here, superior, better than, the most wealthy in the society. Swamiji says about this, remembering the context, may I have all adequate wealth to take care of all of the students that come to me. You know? So may they not have to go to another wealthy person to get shelter. May I have enough to be able to take care of them, to give and board and room and every take care of everything that they need, which Swamiji has done all his life. I mean, all of his sannyasi, he's taken care of his students. His students help when they go away, but when they're there, you know, Swamiji's given everything.
It's his duty. I mean, well, he does it as a duty.
He just does it. But it's a very big heart. It's very beautiful. So he sees that in here.
Yeah.
But also, it is a tradition, you know. When the students go to the teacher, they live with the teacher feeds them, provides them shelter and everything. And then when they're done, the student leaves, and then it's their responsibility to give dakshina. Once they go away and they're working and all, then they give back to the teacher. And that's the dharma. And so Swamiji follows that dharma. So he's taking this all in the context of the brahmacharis who are studying the Upanishad. So, Isho jane sani swaha shreyan shreyan vasyasa sani swaha shreyan vasyasa sani swaha. No, they have two lines underneath, what do you call that? Anudatas. But it's shreyan. Shreyan vasyasa sani swaha. 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 Shreyan vasyasa sani swaha.
I have a little mental bubble there. Can you tell me what a swaha?
Swaha is the offering. All it means is, you say swaha as it means I'm offering this oblation. And you imagine when you're doing it, the offering flowers to into the fire to the deity. And it just is the word that you say as you make the offering.
Oh, thank you. I forgot.
Yeah. Start from Yesho. Repeat after me. Yesho jane sani swaha. Yesho jane sani swaha. Shreyan vasyasa sani swaha. Shreyan vasyasa sani swaha. Then tam twa bhaga pravishani swaha. Let's do the next line too. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. So this means, see where it says tam twa? Twa, both are in the accusative singular. And when they do like that in Sanskrit, it means to you, or you, just take you for now, just you as the accusative. You who are that. And it means you who are that, it's referring back to the way we've described you. So you who are such as you are, such as we've described you before. So you who are that one that we've described. We don't say it like that in English. That's why it's a little awkward in English. Bhaga is in the vocative, like Bhagawan, you who are most praiseworthy. Bhaga, in the vocative singular, it's praising the Omkara. This whole is in praise of Om, which is the name, the pranava. It's the name for Brahman. So this whole chant is to the Om. Instead of saying to Bhagawan, we say it's to Om. Om is the name. Right, for Bhagavan. For Brahman. So
say that again.
Om is the name for Brahman, for Ishwar. Om. The Omkara. Yeah. So it's a pratika. So pratika means it's something that a sound or a word that you do an upasana on. A pratima is an image. Say, like you have, for instance, an image of Ganesha, or an image of Ishwara, an image of Shiva, and you do an upasana on the image. That's a pratima. I'm going to put those on there too.
Yeah.
Pratika is a verbal. It's a sound. And so Om is a sound. And so you say Om. then you do nirpasana on the om, you superimpose Ishvara. And you can do nididhyasana on om, where it just resolves into yourself. Or you can also do nirpasana on om, where om is a name for Ishvara, and you imagine the Lord is a whole manifest knowledge, whole creation. So, kritika means you're doing a nirpasana on a sound form. Pratyama means you're doing upasana on an image form. Okay.
This is so advanced. How did our culture get so messed up?
It's so advanced and it goes on. The depth, the Kali Yuga. But it goes on and on, the depth. It's just so
primitive.
So,
childish regard.
But we have this.
Okay.
So, you such as you are, okay? Bhaga. To Bhagawan, Vokata, Padishani, may I enter you? May I enter you? Who are that? Om. And Chankara in his Bhasha, Swamiji comments on this too. Says, and having entered, may I realize my identity with you, that I am you. Right? Entering into you, the Om, I enter into the Om, and as I enter into the Om, I recognize the oneness. So, may I enter. Pravishani, imperative, O Lord, O Bhaga, O most praiseworthy one, according to Shankara, takes it like that. May I enter you, Twa, who are that, that Omkara that we're chanting to. Okay. Tam Twa, Bhaga, Pravishani, Swaha. And then he says, Saha, Ma, Bhaga, Pravisha, Swaha. He says, That one, Pravisha, means may you enter. Saha goes back to you who are that Omkara. Saha just means that one. Nominative singular. Pravisha means may you enter. Second person singular imperative. May you who are that, Bhaga, O Lord, enter me. So first he says, may I enter you who are that, and may you who are that enter me. The sa just refers back. In both cases, the tam and the sa. Tam is accusative, sa is nominative, means that. So first he says, may I enter into you? May I enter into you who are that, Omkara? And then he says, may you who are that, Omkara, enter into me. Swaha.
Is that me?
Me, mom. Ma is me.
Yeah.
Ma is the accusative singular of aham. I is mom. Mom, and the secondary form is ma. So here he's using the secondary form ma. Okay. So may you enter me. May you who are that, sa, pravisha, may you who are that, enter me.
And that is om? Or
it refers to the om who is Brahman, who is Ishwara. Yeah. This whole first verse, yes, chanda sam, rishapo, is in praise of om. So this whole thing, the deity, the deva, devata that's being invoked is Ishvara, is the Omkara, whose name is Om. Okay. Are you with me? Let's start from 10-12. That's why it's so beautiful, even though this isn't exactly the Brahma Vidya, it's Upasana and all of this, but still there's so much beauty and so much culture. This is the culture that the Hindus grow up with, this culture before they even come into them.
It seems more than an upasana.
It is to us because we always resolve it. Tantwa bhaga. Ten, because of Sandhi. Tantwa bhaga pravishani swaha. 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 Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. That bhaga pravisha, all short. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Tantwa bhaga pravishani swaha. Tantwa bhaga pravishani swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Tantwa bhaga pravishani swaha. Tantwa bhaga pravishani swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Then tasmin sahasrashake. Tasmin sahasra shake. Sahasrashake. Tasmin sahasrashake. Locative singular of tat. So remember, may into that one, because it says, may I enter you. So into that one, sahasrashake. We'll see, we need this next sentence, but let me just give you these two words. Into that one, sahasrashake. Sahasra means thousand. Shaka means branches. Into you who have a thousand different branches. Hmm. Let's see with the whole manifest creation, right? It's limitless. There's a thousand limbs. There's a thousand. You can say like a thousand limbs. There's a thousand divisions. Infinite diversity. In terms of the manifest creation.
Is the word a thousand different actually?
No.
A thousand branches.
Branches. Okay. Literally. Sahasra means a thousand. Shaka means a branch.
Oh.
So a thousand branches. But it doesn't just mean tree branches. You know,
right.
Thousand different directions. Mm-hmm. Infinite is the idea. So, so tasmin sahasra shake. We'll do it with this next sentence. Nibhagaham. I tend to say nibhaga. It's, you have to aspirate the ba and not the ga. Nibhaga. Yeah, perfect. Nibhagaham. Twayi mrije. Swaha. Okay, so it goes Tasmin Sahasra Shake.
Nipagaham.
Twayimraje.
Swaha.
Okay, now if I break the sandhi, it goes like this. Ni is a upasarga, a prefix. And the prefix has been separated from the verb, like in other cases in here. This is what they don't do it in classical Sanskrit. They do it in Chandas, in Vedic Sanskrit. The actual word is ni mrije. So that prefix ni goes over to the mrije in your understanding. It's very, very common in chanting in Vedic Sanskrit. So if I were to break it, the ni is by itself, then bhaga means O Lord, and then aham, ni. Bhaga, vocative, and then aham, I. Twayi. Now here's a locative. Remember this tasmin sahasrashake is in the locative? Right? Tasmin locative, sahasrashake locative, twayi locative, singular, in you. Nimraje means I purify myself. Means shodhyati, or shodhyate means to make myself pure. I make myself pure for ye in you. Tasmin refers back to you like the Saha, right? Like the Saha referred back in the Tum. Tasmin is the same. It refers back to you, such as you are, who have a thousand branches. For infinitely manifestation. That's the idea. So I purify myself in you because I'm merging into you. And merging into you, I make myself pure. Merging into you, who are as you are, who are of a thousand branches. Everybody understand? The Sesa Shaka stands for the whole manifest creation. So I pure. Nimraje, I purify myself in you for a thousand branches. You who such as you are, Swaha.
Could you say that a little differently, deepen the meaning?
When I'm doing this meditation, I'm meditating on Om. I'm merging into Om, because I pray, may I enter into you, Lord the Omkara, which is merging into Brahma, my mind go into you. May I become one with you. And may you become one with me. May you meet me. As I meet you, may you meet me. So may I have that akhandakara vritti. Right? May I have that total absorption into you. And then having merged into you, resolved myself into you, I purify myself in you, who are the Omkara, who manifest in an infinite number of ways. That's what the thousand branches.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
And now, about the meat and potatoes. This tasmin.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
That goes like this. The nekar is going to go up. Tasmin.
Oh, it really does.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe tasmin.
It wouldn't. Tasmin. Sahasrashake. Samapagapravisha swaha tasmin sahasrashak. I'm not in tune, sorry. Let me get back on tune. Shojane sani swaha shreyan vasyaso sani swaha tantwa bhagapravishani swaha samapagapravisha swaha tasmin sahasrashake. Tasmin sahasrashake, tasmin sahasrashake, tasmin sahasrashake, tasmin sahasrashake, tasmin sahasrashake, nipagahan, nipagahan, nipagahan twayimraje, nipagahan twayimraje. Nipagahan twayim raje. Nipagahan twayim raje. Because of the na, the twa, right? Nipagahan twayim raje. Nipagahan twayim raje. Swaha'a. Swaha'a. Nipagahan twayim raje. Swaha'a. Nipagahan twayim raje. Swaha'a. Nipagahan twayim raje swaha a. Nipagahan twayim raje swaha a. And that mraje, mraje swaha a. Mraje swaha a. That A is long. I think I was doing a little too short. Mraje swaha a. Mraje swaha a. Nipagahan twayim raje swaha a. Nibagahan twayim raje swaha a. Nibagahan twayim raje swaha a. Nibagahan twayim raje swaha a. Tasmin sahasrashake. Tasmin sahasrashake. Nibagahan twayim raje swaha a.
Nibagahan
twayim raje swaha a. Let's go from Yashojane Sani. Yashojane Sani Swaha. Yashojane Sani Swaha. Shreyan Vasya So Sani Swaha. Shreyan Vasya So Sani Swaha. Tantwa Bhaga Pravishani Swaha. Tantwa Bhaga Pravishani Swaha. Sama Bhaga Pravisha Swaha. Sama Bhaga Pravisha Swaha. Tasmin sahasrashake nipagahan twayim raje swaha nipagahan twayim raje swaha mraje nipagahan twayim raje swaha. Now, you know, I put Swami Vagishananda's more onto the site. So if you're practicing, practice from his. And if you go ahead and use the Audacity, you have that on your computer, it really works well. Circle around. And you can do that too, Penny, with your circle around. Okay, let's take a little break.